Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Well, as we heard from Mitra, the White House is the crucial player in energy policy. And for the president's science advisor, John Holdren, this is a moment to reaffirm the need to shift from polluting fossil fuels toward a new energy economy. Holdren's a former president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and a longtime advocate of cutting greenhouse gases. Living on Earth's Steve Curwood recently sat down with Holdren, who told him it's time to heed the lesson from the Gulf disaster.
It is a teachable moment. It's always a shame when such moments have to be so painful and so damaging. The president himself has said that the oil spill in the Gulf has to be a wake-up call about the need to transition away from our current heavy dependence on oil to an array of cleaner energy sources, less dangerous energy sources that are politically less problematic than oil is, where we get so much of our oil from parts of the world that are unstable, where some of the governments are not our friends. And we intend to make that transition in this administration. So this is a teachable moment. I just wish, and the president wishes, that it was not such a damaging one.
You've often said that climate is the envelope for which so many environmental, economic, social, political things must fit for things to work. President Obama came into office saying that we would see comprehensive legislation on climate. Hasn't happened yet. What's the agenda?
Well, the president made clear in a speech just the other day that he continues to place a high priority on getting legislation that addresses our energy challenges and our climate change challenges in an integrated way. He said again very plainly that any legislation that does not succeed in putting a price on emissions of greenhouse gases is inadequate, that we absolutely have to get that done in order to have the incentives in place to stimulate American innovation, to develop the clean energy sources that we're going to need both for our economy and for reducing the dangers from global climate change. We don't have that legislation yet for a number of reasons. I don't think anybody expected when this administration came into office that the economic crisis that we faced would be as deep or as long as it proved to be. People didn't expect Haiti, with that devastating earthquake that took so much of our attention and effort to work with the people of Haiti to recover from that. We didn't expect the oil leak in the Gulf. But we are getting to energy and climate legislation, and there is no lack of commitment on the part of the president and those who work with him to get that done.
You know, famously, people are saying the president doesn't have 60 votes to get a climate bill through Congress this year. What does the president say?
The president thinks it's important, and his advisors, including me, think it's important, first of all, to keep energy and climate change together in the legislation as it goes through Congress. Not to say, well, we'll do energy first and we'll do climate change later, because these are intimately connected, and there are important trade-offs that the legislation needs to reflect. The president remains committed to keeping them together, and he remains committed to getting the votes we will need to get that legislation through the Congress in a form that will be worth the president signing. We think that enough members of Congress will recognize the need to do this that we'll get the votes.
Oil spill helping this venture, you think?
The oil spill makes it more difficult to gain votes from folks who would consider expanding offshore drilling sort of a trade. They say, well, if you'll let us expand offshore drilling, maybe we'll vote for climate legislation. It's obviously difficult at this point to pursue that particular line of argument. We're going to have a commission that's going to understand and communicate to the president and the public what went wrong in this particular case. On the basis of that, we'll be in a position to decide whether we can guarantee that such a thing will not happen again by changing the enforcement, by changing the regulations, by changing the technology. But that's going to take some time. And so it's not clear that the sort of bargain of, yes, we need to expand domestic oil supply, but we also need climate legislation. It's not clear what the force of that bargain will be. On the other hand, as the president said just the other day, the oil spill is a wake-up call about the need to transform our energy system. And the good news is that many of the things that we need to do to reduce our dependence on oil, to increase our dependence on cleaner energy sources, will help with the problem of oil imports, will help with the problem of conventional pollution, and will also help with the climate change challenge. So we can do some things that are win-wins that simultaneously help us with several dimensions of the energy challenges we face. And thinking about it in that particular way, it may be that the oil spill, as disastrous as it has been and continues to be, will nonetheless not be an impediment to getting the comprehensive energy and climate legislation that we need.
John Holdren is President Obama's science advisor. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
Coming up, BP's image gets a makeover thanks to guerrilla art on the internet.
BP finds itself in this situation where A, nobody believes a word they say, B, reality trumps PR every time, and C, they can't control their message even if the first two weren't in effect, because there are too many competing voices out there.
Can the Sunburst logo survive? That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.